On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Grammy-winning artist and actress Maya. How are you, Maya?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You're looking beautiful.
Thanks.
Today, so you're part of this new series, Fifth Ward, which I hear is a little like The Wire, which sounds awesome. What's it about?
Well, Fifth Ward is a historical black neighborhood based in Houston, Texas, that I've actually spent a lot of time in recording one of my projects.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a connection in 2008 when I partnered with Jay Prince, who is from there.
Yes, yes,
and
that's right.
Yeah, so I had a connection with this script initially. The story is about, obviously, living in an urban city where life takes its toll, and the basis at the end of the day is all about survival.
Right.
I play the role of a single mother of three.
Of three? Me. Wow, you started early then.
Not necessarily early, but
well,
I had a husband.
20, so that's why
no,
I
no, I'm not 20. Okay. Almost 40 soon.
Oh,
but my role is Mina, single mother of three, and my husband is murdered, basically. So I'm now left to figure out life myself.
Wow.
Yeah, and a test of character is on the way for many people involved in this type of environment. So you can definitely see the human experience in a circumstance of struggle throughout.
That sounds like a fascinating storyline and a great character to take on with a lot of layers, heavy-duty stuff that you get to work with right there. Were you always an actress simultaneously as you were singing, or was it something you did sort of at the same time, or you got into it a little later on?
Theatrically, Broadway was my thing.
Okay.
When I first began, I was going to be pursuing Broadway before the record deal. So yes, acting and school plays.
Musical theater.
Musical theater.
Love it.
However, my first role was in Into Deep in 1998.
Oh yeah.
And I've done a slew of independent films as well as series. But never a lead role like this and such a mature role.
So yeah.
This has definitely been pushing the envelope for me.
No, that's awesome.
Yes.
And do you guys film in Houston?
We did, in Fifth Ward.
Wow, right in it. Right in
right
it.
Right in it, in the heart of Fifth Ward.
And who are you working with in the show? Anybody we might be familiar with?
Yes. Some of the cast members include Carl Anthony Payne from the game, Ann Martin. Robert Kennedy, who is from I Think Like a Man, as well as Baggage Claim. And so many others, Blue, Gary Sturgis, who I have some development with in the love aspect in this in this series, and he's from Daddy's Little Girl. So you have a wide array of actors and actresses that are a part of this series. Yeah.
Have you had to do love scenes yet?
Not quite a love scene, but intimacy, yes.
Intimacy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we'll have to watch and see. Well, congratulations on that. And congrats. I know you just dropped a new single, You Got Me.
Yes.
Sexy Slow Jam, right? How'd this song come together?
Well, I have a project coming soon. Every year I've been releasing projects through my label independently, and my label's Planet Nine. And so I've been listening to what the fans want, and they've said, R&B, we want R&B.
Yes.
We love your slow jams. And I dropped it on Valentine's Day, so it's particular to that date where they expect sexy vibes.
I can appreciate a good slow jam.
Yeah.
I'm a big 90s R&B kid, so I love that. And it's got a similar vibe to your other single, Ready for Whatever.
Yes, they are on the same project coming this year.
So is that the sound that we can expect with the upcoming album?
There's a variety of sounds and tempos, but I would definitely say true R&B. The last project that I delivered was Smooth Jones in 2016, and that was traditional R&B, but this one is contemporary R&B. So you're going to have a fusion of today's sounds and R&B from the 90s as well.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of harmonies.
Good. I love that. What's the status of the album, by the way?
It's finished. It's mixed. It's mastered. My girlfriend shot the artwork. And so it's in the system and it's coming out very soon. I'm not announcing the release date just yet.
Okay.
Yes.
And
but
what's your What's your approach? What's the key to writing a good love song?
The key to writing a good love song is putting yourself in it. You know, whether it's wishful thinking or pulling from obviously personal experience, being in it and considering other people and how they may feel, not just about you, but how you want other people to feel, men and women.
Yeah.
So that's all about it. The connection, you know, when you're writing songs.
And are you married? Is there someone special in your life?
Right now, me.
Okay.
I'm married to self. I'm working on self. I'm all over the place, but I'm truly committed to me, because I really believe when you develop your best self or work toward that, you attract your best self. And I don't ever want to attract lesser than my best self. So I'm on that journey and path right now, and I'm married to me.
I agree. That's very important. Not enough people do that.
Yeah. So
good for you. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Saw you on the YouTube show, Do or Dare, going up against T.I.
Yeah.
Did you know you'd be doing like those goofy physical challenges?
Honestly, no, I did not. I've always wanted to do something like that, but I have a fear of insects and all of that stuff, and I'm vegan now, so, you know, even walking into the show, I had to make sure that, you know, I was not going to have to eat any spiders or step on any crickets, but the challenges were insane, and that's one of my worst fears, submerging myself in water, but ice water.
Ooh,
on top of that.
That doesn't sound like fun.
It was brain freeze times 1,000.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned you're vegan, and you're in the middle of a 7-day vegan challenge.
Well,
right?
Yes.
So you're just kind of like trying it out. How you like it so far?
Well, this is actually about to be year 5 in July for me in the vegan
lifestyle. Oh, so it's not 7-day anymore. You're committed.
I'm hardcore vegan, but I've been pushing the envelope. Last year, I did raw vegan challenges.
Wait, what is that? What's the difference?
Raw vegan means you can't have any cooked food. Oh my gosh.
Well, you can't have any cooked food.
Cooked food.
You're straight like eating like you're in the wilderness.
You just like eat leaves off a tree.
It's like straight from nature.
No.
Fruits, vegetables, you know.
Why would you
and
do that?
And it's raw. Because, well, I found out through research that you receive the highest amount of nutrients and enzymes when your food is not cooked.
But they got pills for that. They got pills you could take, vitamins.
I'm trying to do it as natural as possible, because ultimately one day I want to live off of my land and have a farm live in the tropics. But, you know, I also want to eat healthier, because vegan doesn't necessarily mean healthy, all of the processed foods. So I put myself through torture every year. And come
Is it
to
complicated
find out,
when you go to dinner?
No, because there are so many options you can create. Because everyone has a salad, but you just ask for little things on the side, like quinoa. I find like meal prep is easy nowadays, now that I've learned the learning curve of what raw is, because you can still heat your food up to 118 degrees. But I initiate the challenges online, so I hold accountability, so I make sure that I do it.
Dang,
you know,
what a trip.
And then every quarter I choose a winner and we go somewhere nice in the world. And
wow, so you're all in.
All in, but now I've upped the ante a little bit for 2018. So now it's alkaline vegan.
And
I'm learning.
Mean?
I know, right? I'm learning, because all of these people online constantly correct me. Oh, you shouldn't be eating GMO watermelon and seedless, you know, grapes and watermelon are easy to find.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I will take your opinion into consideration and find out further. And so when I start doing research, when I submerge myself into something new, I find out all this information and a new world is opened up to me. So now alkaline vegan is, oh goodness,
that's the latest. that's the latest.
The latest.
I would last maybe 2 days.
No.
I am such a carnivore, and I smell bacon, I'll fold.
But there's vegan bacon.
Yeah, I know.
And it tastes just like it.
Does it really?
Doesn't smell
the flavor,
the same?
Does it
smell the same?
Is the texture the same?
The texture is a little different depending on how you like your bacon, but I've found that it would have probably been a lot harder 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But now there's so many products and product lines and variations of
meats. Yeah, I guess now you're right.
And
there's restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, and
you
restaurants.
You go to Crossroads?
Crossroads Sunflower,
is good. I'll let people say, I'll go with my...
So you said
Gratitude.
7 years you've been doing this?
No, it'll be year 5.
5.
July 1st.
Has there ever been a moment that you're like, I just got to give this up?
No, because now I see the benefits.
Okay.
I feel the benefits.
So if you got down on a burger right now, it'd probably like hurt, right?
It would make you sick probably, right?
Yeah, it would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bring out the burger.
The new challenge right
but
here.
It's pretty cool.
2018, I can't believe this is your 20th year in the industry.
Yeah.
Even though you're looking like 20 right now. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
Wow. I would definitely tell my 18-year-old self to continue and define everything for yourself and look to no one else. Or no standard and rules or regulations that have been created to define your validation or your idea of success or beauty, to define that for yourself, because, you know, all different places in the world and many different people as well as trends can dictate that for you, and you'll constantly try to change for other people. So stay constant in what you define things to be.
Solid advice. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yeah.
Current song obsession.
Bruno Mars, What I Like.
Okay. Last movie you saw in theaters.
Black Panther, 2 nights ago.
Okay. Nickname growing up.
Riri.
Riri.
My middle name is Marie, R-E-R-E.
Riri, okay, Riri. Go-to late night snack.
Ooh, that's hard. Mangoes with dates and walnuts mixed with agave on top.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is so good.
You could have stopped at the mangoes.
Lots of sugar.
I love mangoes. Yes. Celebrity crush growing up.
Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Mario's crush too.
Yes. We had the same celebrity crush. That's my girl. I like your style. Who plays you in the Maya story?
Oh my goodness. I have never even thought about that. There's a little girl online. What is her name? I have to come back to you. Instagram for that.
All right. We'll have to look up the IG. Well, again, congrats on everything. And the new episodes of Fifth Ward premiere Fridays on UMC TV. You can follow her on Instagram at MayaPlanet9. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.